Sweet song, we swear. We are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, Mick Olson Podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have Nadine, your highbrow Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your well-read Ravenclaw. We're continuing on our education train. We're going to another wizarding school.
We're pretty awesome. Which one are we talking about today, Tori?
Oh, don't do it to me. Okay. We are going to Japan, and it is the Mahout Okoro. Yeah.
Nailed it. Disclaimer, I'm going to butcher this name so many times this episode.
we gotta like start up a chant or something. It's going to work out great. Mahout Okoro is the smallest in student population of all the 11 named wizarding schools by J.K. Rowling. It is
crazy.
Within an enormous... Say what?
I said crazy.
Crazy. Oh, I thought you said, were trying to correct me. I'm like, I know there's more. All right. There's got to be more. Come on. Mahout Okoro is it is in an ornate and exquisite palace made of mutton fat jade. I don't know what that is. But jade, I know, and it's beautiful, and I can only imagine this exquisite palace. It stands on the topmost point of an uninhabited, quote, unquote, volcanic island of Minami Iwojima. Is that a real thing?
Quote.
Mutton fat. Mutton fat.
Sorry, I'm still laughing. Okay, I got distracted because I looked up mutton fat jade, and it's that white jade, like that really pale. So it's not green jade. It's that beautiful pearl white stuff.
Gloriously, just like heavenly up in the top of the mountain. That's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, my heck. Love it.
Well,
okay, what was the question you asked me?
So when my husband asked me what I want, I'm going to tell him I want a mutton fat jade necklace, and he's going to look at me like I'm insane, but I know what I want.
I know what I want.
I know what
so,
I want.
So, yeah, it actually is a real... Sorry. There actually is, that island does exist. Is that what you asked me?
Iwo Jima? Yeah.
Yeah, so there's Iwo Jima, but this is what did they call it? Minami?
Minami
Iwo Jima. So it's
what did you call it?
Yeah, so it's right off.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right off Japan, and it's just like an island of, like, just a volcano.
Well, that's awesome. Nobody's there. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Yeah. So beautiful. Oh, my heck. Surrounded by water. Oh, I changed my mind. I want to go to this school.
Can you imagine, like, this amazing and awesome, like... palace. Oh, god. Yeah, the water's beautiful. Dang it. Yep, it's gorgeous. I don't know. I'm still sticking with Wagadoo.
Respect. So something really interesting about Mahout Okoro is that they take students as young as 7 years old. If you're younger than 11, like, you don't start boarding at the school until you're 11. So they have, like, day students that come and go throughout the day, and they're flown back and forth to their homes every day on the back of a flock of giant storm petrels.
Okay. I just looked up petrol and they are terrifying. So they are a giant seabird with giant, I mean, when you type it into Google, the first picture that comes up is one with blood all over its face. So it's like, oh my God. But they are likened to albatrosses, and those are absolutely ginormous. So I can only imagine. And then, of course, picturing children, small children on the back, it's like, oh my gosh.
This picture makes me think of the dodo birds off of Ice Age. Just this one picture. It's just got...
There goes our last female. Yeah, they're like...
The melon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so like petrels are like... there's a ton of petrels, but when you type in giant petrels, they're the ones that you just are like, oh my gosh, I don't know if you would really transport a child. I feel like you would eat the child. So that's terrifying.
Eat the child.
Yeah, they're big. They're scary.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. One of my most favorite parts about this school is their robes. Tori, tell us of what their robes do.
Their robes? So the students are given their robes, their enchanted robes. They're given to them when they arrive at the school. They grow in size as the child grows. I just have to say, if this magic exists, why in the world is it not like in England at all? Like, the Weasleys would have benefited so much from this. Like, are you kidding me? Anyway.
I know. I need this in my life.
My children need it. For everything. Like, this is magic we should be sharing. We do not just keep it for our cool house robes. Anyway, I was a little upset about that.
Exactly.
So these enchanted robes gradually change in size as their wearer grows, but they also gradually change color as the learning of the wearer increases. So like it's clearly
so cool.
Known what level you're on in magic.
Your grades, whether you get F's.
No, like you definitely would know. It's like when you're wearing a belt and you're like about to do like fighting, you're like, oh yeah, I know, I'm better than you, I know more. Like, these kids know. The robes start at a faint pink color, and then they become, if your top grades are achieved in every magical subject, they become gold. That is the best. Like, you go for gold. I get it. I totally get it. However, if the robes turn white, this is an indication that the student or the wearer has betrayed the Japanese wizard code and adopted illegal practices or started practicing dark magic. So that's terrifying. Like, white is a disgrace. Heck. Which is funny, because white is not usually what you attribute to.
I know.
Anything like that.
Yeah, it's like opposite. Like, we call it dark magic for a reason. Right?
Yeah, like white is, I don't know, white is clean, white is pure. White isn't some kid in the back practicing dark magic. Like, what the flip?
Yeah, and it also says, so it's whether you start practicing dark magic or you break the International Statute of Secrecy. Like, those crimes are the same to them. Like, you get turned white robe if you are a dark wizard or if you were to reveal anything about the wizarding world.
What if it was an accident, though?
Like, I know,
my neighbor Joe was peeping through the windows and totally saw me. Like,
yeah, and it's harsh. It says if you turn white, it is a terrible disgrace, and it results in instant expulsion from the school and a trial at the Japanese Ministry of Magic.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And do you wear these robes after you graduate school? Because can you just turn dark wizard / white robe after?
Part of me wants to say that they totally continue to wear them, because they're obviously, knowledge can be gained forever. Come on, I'm a Ravenclaw. I want to continue to grow and learn. So, like, maybe you didn't get gold as you were a child learning, but like as you've grown and like studied your like craft, maybe there's like certain things they're like, this person's really good at magic or potions, not magic in general, potions, and they like slowly turn green or something like that. Like, how cool would that be? They're like, hey, like, I see you got an affinity with the chem set. Can you come and help me out with my project? So, like, part of me is kind of hoping that it's like...
Can I just say... Go for it.
Oh, I just say, part of me just hopes that it's kind of just like that, like, it changes towards your affinity of what you learn, but you also can, like, grow in magical knowledge, like, forever.
Yeah. Can I just say, as a student, these robes would be terrifying for me. I was definitely one of those students that tried to slide under the radar, fake it till you make it. I'm a relatively slow learner. I love to hide in the crowd, pretend, nod my head, like, yes, algebraic equation, got it. Like, and then I have to go home and study my brains out. And I could just like imagine being in a classroom setting. All of my friends' robes are turning darker shades towards gold, and I'm just like pink. Not getting anywhere. Oh, it would be
you would have a motivation. To wear it.
Yeah, but then also just like the shame involved with like not getting your robes to turn, I would be humiliated.
Nadine, no. Just come to Waggedy with me. Leave Mokotoro to their island with their giant evil birds.
I would be really good at synchronized, yeah. Animagus. Exactly. I actually don't even know if I'd be good at that either. I just take my time learning, guys. And there's no shame in that for me. But just saying, like, having to visually represent your knowledge to the school every second of every day, that would be intimidating for me.
Yeah.
As a kid. Like, right now, I feel like as an adult, I would be like, okay, like, I'm confident enough in myself where I can admit my shortcomings and all this stuff. But as a child, I would just, I don't think I could handle it, man. Be rough.
It's very, yeah, that would be nerve-wracking. I would need like anxiety pills, stress stuff, like I'd be out of my mind.
Calming,
because I would be like, yeah, today's the happening. Yeah, like I would need to be really good at the calming draft. I just be like, I got this. Yeah, no, I wonder if
Tori's
like
chugging it.
She's just chugging it. It's in my water bottle. No, I wonder if after like the summer, you know how everyone kind of like loses a little bit of what they learned. I wonder if they put them on after like their little summer break and it like decreases in color. You're like, dang it.
Ah, crap. And their parents heart. Are like, what the heck? What the heck? Why is your robe lighter?
You said you were reading.
You said you were studying.
Exactly. Oh man.
That's
insane. So Mahutokoro, their reputation rests mostly or not only in their impressive academic prowess, but also on their outstanding reputation for Quidditch. Random. But that's pretty awesome, what? Right? every member of the Japanese Quidditch team and the current Champions League winners, the Toyohashi Tengu, attributes their prowess to the grueling training that they were given at Mahutokoro, where they practice over sometimes a turbulent sea in stormy conditions, forced to keep an eye out not only for the bludgers, but also for planes from the Muggle airbase on a neighboring island. Okay, that'd be legit awesome, except I would also be terrified to be on a broom over the ocean, like hard pass, guys.
Yeah.
Be really nervous.
Yeah,
that'd be terrifying.
A no for me. I know it's crazy, new for like, me. But Quidditch is big. Yeah, Quidditch is big for them over there. I read on there that it said legend has it that Quidditch was introduced in Japan centuries ago by a band of foolhardy Hogwarts students who were blown off course when they were trying to explore the globe, and they were.
On their like Star Sevens.
Rescued. Yeah. They were rescued by the staff at the school And they, like, began observing the movements of the guests and the, and then it said, like, the planets and all these things. And they just, like, became obsessed with the game of Quidditch. And it became their, like what they're known for. Like, they are aggressive with their Quidditch.
Aggressive? They're like, yeah, we got this. That'd be really cool, actually. Let's see here. I don't remember if I... doesn't it say that this is, like, the only, like, Asian wizarding school? Because the nearest one, the nearest named one, I should say, is in Russia. There's not, like...
I think so. I think
which is so sad because it's, they, it, like, it. Its reputation is that it doesn't have very many kids there. And it's the quote-unquote only one.
Yeah. I remember that too. I'm not seeing it on the official JK writing.
I don't remember there being another one over in that area that has been named. Obviously there's more. Guys, I know there's more. You know there's more. Like, let's just start making up names. until we know the true name.
Yeah.
We can give it a name.
I know that when we did our Wand Lore episode, it mentioned that if you had a cherry wood wand, you are held in, like, high esteem at school.
With the cherry blossoms, the cherry trees. I get it.
Yeah, that's definitely a super interesting school. I would love to live on an island surrounded by water. I don't know about surrounded by storms and tumultuous seas and stuff like that. So it sounds a little harsh, but it sounds like you learn a lot there. And kind of, like, makes you stronger for the climate that you live in.
I was going to say, like, it makes them mentally strong because they have to literally show their colors. Like, they are like, I'm still a pink. Back off, Cedric. Like, I got this.
Or it gives you, like, a learning complex.
Exactly. Oh, man. They've got a lot to prove. That's why they're so aggressive.
Yeah, they do.
They're like... I will show you in every move I make how much better I am at all of this. I like it.
Yeah. But that's super interesting. Fans, reach out to us. Tell us what you like, what you dislike about...
If this is a school for you.
Mahu.
Quidditch players.
Takoro.
Mahu Takoro.
Would you go there? Would the robes give you a learning complex like they would me? let us know. Remember, right? You can follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Leave us your insight and your questions because this was fun.
Yay! Mischief managed.